last a lifetime. Spots are filling up fast, so register now at asscamps.ca.
Love that song. JC Lodge?
Yeah.
Someone Loves You, Honey. Thanks, DJ Doughty, for the awesome Mother's Day tributes. And thanks for staying tuned to your community radio station, WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And I really want to say thanks again to everyone who supported us during our spring fund drive. Thanks for showing your support. It matters a lot, and we need it. And you did it for us. You helped us reach our goal, so we're very grateful. And so it's time for If Music Could Talk. I have been like a crazy person playing with 8-tracks and 8-track players, and got one working, and sounds okay. They don't sound great, but they sound different in a way. It's a lo-fi quality, and the way the stereo is panned, hard left, hard right. You know, you can hear things that you might not hear on a better format, like a CD or an LP. But they're all different, and I like playing around and resurrecting things that have been forgotten. And over the years, I've found a lot of 8-tracks in thrift stores. Some of them like mix. Home recorded mixes of, and you can put an 8-track in, and it loops, it just keeps looping, which can be also maddening because sometimes it loops on one track because the little flip piece of the tape, there's a piece of metal that tells the machine to basically move the tape head down to the next track, and sometimes that doesn't happen. Worst case scenario, I've had things all jumble up, the tape all tangled up in the 8-track player, and you pull it out and it's you try to crack it open. You know, these are like, you know, for the kids out there that don't know what an 8-track is, they're like the size of an iPhone, maybe, well, bigger and chunkier, but a big plastic square with a tape reel that is made to loop and loop and loop, keep playing. It's kind of flipped around in an interesting way inside the tape. Basically, whoever created it was a madman, and if you try to fix an 8-track, you can like tape the tape back together with like some scotch tape, but it doesn't always work, and sometimes you end up with tape all over the floor. I ended up with a Pink Floyd 8-track with the tape all over the floor, and I attempted to wind it back, and then I just gave up and threw it in the trash. So yeah, it's more of a torture, a labor of love than a fun hobby, but for some reason, I don't know why, I just keep messing with these things. And all that is to say, I'm going to play mostly, if not all, 8 tracks today. So it'll be, you know, 70s, mostly 70s selections here. But you'll be, I hope you'll be pleasantly surprised at the mix of genres and stuff here. We got some classic rock, we got some jazz, we got a whole lot of soul and funk coming at you. So this will be the 8-track madness. Shout out to Jen Ken. And he had this thing where he would get a whole bunch of different people together with different 8-track players. And he would like move the 8-tracks in weird ways and get them to like mess up on purpose. It's kind of a noise thing. Like an experimental music thing. Because they're so bad. They're so temperamental that you can make strange noises with them. But, yeah. So, yeah. He had this thing called 8-track madness or magic, I think, that he would get those people together. And he visited Richmond. I participated in one of those, and it was really fun. I think that might have gotten me on my 8-track journey. But, yeah, let's play some of these old 8-tracks here, starting with Miles Davis, Sketches of Spain, Solea. And I got to change the settings. Yeah, I think we're ready here. Miles Davis, 8-track. Thank you. Miles Davis Solea from Sketches of Spain, the 8-track version, 8-track cartridge. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom and all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day. Even motherly people, thanks for being motherly. Moms, so important. And love you, Mom. Here's Ashford and Simpson by way of Love's Express from an 8-track soul mix.
Send them this message out. talking.
Listening to If Music Could Talk, and that was a very apparently kind of rare soul single by James and Bobby Purify, Do Your Thang, and apparently it was re-released by some Berlin DJs, Soul Brigada, on a re-release on Flipside, a two-sided, I think it was a 10-inch maybe. But this came from an 8-track, so all these songs you've just heard in the last 30 minutes have come from 8-track cartridges. Kind of crazy, but we're exploring the warbly, imperfect lo-fi sounds of 8-tracks today, and I really enjoy playing stuff that involves a little bit of ingenuity, and keeping these things running is like a full-time job. So go through little phases where I play 8-tracks and digitize them and then bring them in here, and cool stuff, you know, sometimes found on like unlabeled 8-track cartridges or mixes. One of the mixes I have in here is some studio band from down south doing versions of popular hit soul songs. I think I'm going to play a Marvin Gaye cover from a compilation called Float On. And first of all, I think maybe we should play the title track to Float On, and then get into that Marvin Gaye. So you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, your community radio station, airing underrepresented news, music, and views to promote cultural diversity on the airwaves and community-driven here in Richmond. And awesome to have this wonderful community radio station to play weird stuff like 8-tracks. So let's hear the song Float On. I don't know the band. I think it's just a studio band. But shout out to all the Tauruses, including Inga. And I'm also a Taurus. My birthday's coming up soon. And Stevie Wonder's birthday is coming up soon, too. This song, Float On, mentions several zodiac signs because the band members step up and talk about their zodiac sign and their preferences. Leave it at that. Float On, here on If Music Could Talk. This is WIR. Mm-hmm.
drugs are freedom. And I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you fit that description, baby, come with me. Take my hand. Carries herself like Miss Universe.
You better flow!
that was an acceptable version of Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up. Deceptively, not the original by Marvin Gaye, but a studio band. But that's why I love this 8-track, because they're like amazing cover versions that stand on their own, and really they're kind of weird and fun because they are not the original artists. Sometimes that's a bad thing, but in this case, this 8-track, Float On, which I can't even find on Discogs, has all these cool versions. I think the Floaters did the original Float On. But no Taurus is in that group, unfortunately. Want to say thanks to John for listening tonight. He just called me up and told me that a relative of his helped him get a Mustang, first car, I think, and it had an 8-track in it. So that's cool. And thank you for calling in, John. I think it's so cool to think that all the cars used to have 8-track players in them before cassettes back in the 70s. But they're, yeah, as they get older, especially as they get older, they're a real pain, especially when they don't play right. But yeah, for the 70s, lots of cool artists. Up next is Teddy Pendergrass, also from an 8-track soul mix. But I think John was saying his first 8-track was a David Bowie 8-track. So I do have some David Bowie from 8-track. Lots of rock and roll coming up in the second hour. But first, Teddy Pendergrass, When Someone Loves You Back, from 8-track, here on If Music Could Talk.
I've experienced over and over again where I've given 80% and she's given 20%. Or she's given 70% and I've given 30%. But you just don't know how it feels to have somebody that you can share your whole life. Somebody that you don't mind talking to. Somebody that you don't mind going down the middle of the road. I know a lot of guys today, they wish they had somebody just like you. I don't know when the last time that I told you, but girl, you make me so very happy. I think we've got something that a lot of people don't seem to have. Talking about a 50-50.
A 5-pound box of love with a $1 million bill on diamonds on every corner and a big black pearl for a lock. Use my heart for a key. I wanna pay you back.
I wanna pay you back.
I wanna pay you back for love.
Just won't do. That's what 8-tracks do sometimes. Trying to play the Commodores, but it was playing another song. Another good song, but two songs at once is no good. So let's switch over to George Benson with On Broadway. Another 8-track here. apparently an 8-track of a dubbed LP.
The shakers on waves, magic in the air.
I'm Broadway.